Shabbos, Daf Chav Zayin, we're starting four lines from the bottom, Chav Vav Amud Beis. We will start with a review of yesterday's Gemara because it's very relevant and continuation to today's Gemara, and it's a little complex. The Gemara Chav Vav Amud Aleph started with a memra of Rav Shimon ben Elazar. It said, Kol Yetzim Eitz, Eim Boi Mishum Shalosh Al Shalosh, that anything that comes from a Eitz doesn't have the din of Toma, of 3x3 Eitz Bois, which is the smallest shear of Toma. And we said, except for Pishtan, like he said, Chutz Mi Pishtan, except for flax. Now, there was another member of Tana Dever Bishmol, that the first member we have of Tana Dever Bishmol said as follows, that B'digeah, Tuma Sheretz, and Mace, and Shechveh Zerah, and Tzitzis, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah any mention of what type of beged, it just says a beged stam. But it's part of the chakas of be'echemen. It says tzema pishtim by tzeras. It says specifically it has to be tzema pishtim and nothing else, it seems. So therefore, we say malalon tzema pishtim. Just like by tzeras, it specifies only tzema pishtim. Af kol tzema pishtim. Therefore, all other cases are also going to be only tzema pishtim and nothing else. Now, let's keep in mind the word af kol, that's a very important word that's going to keep coming up later on in the daf. But for our purpose now, again, we had Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar shita, and we had Tana Rabbi Shmuel. Abaya's shita in the Gemara was that there is no differential between Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar and the Tana Rabbi Shmuel, and therefore, there is never Kabbalah's tumah except by a beged of tzeren pishtim. Any other beged besides for tzeren pishtim, there is no Kabbalah's tumah, not by 3x3 at spice, and not even by 3x3 tvachim. So even a larger share, since it's not a beged that's made of tzeren pishtim, there will be no tumah. For example, if you have a tumah sheretz, there will be no din of tumah sheretz. The same thing, there's no din of tzitzis, there's no din of shtich v'zera, there's no din of tumah's mace. But let's keep in mind now, for this moment, and for the Gemara continuing, that there's a difference in the Gemara between tzeras, tumah tzeras, and tumah sheretz. We have different psukim that are going to be regarding both of them, which we'll explain in detail. Rabbi, however, said another thing. He said, no, there is a difference. There's a differential between Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar and Tana Dever Shmuel, which is Rabbi Shmuel ben Elazar specifically said there's no Kabbalah's Tumah by other Kalim. He said, if it's Shalosh al Shalosh, if it's 3x3 at Spice, but there is going to be Tumah if it's 3x3 Tvachim, or, of course, a full Beged, in contrast to the Tana Dever Shmuel, where Tana Dever Shmuel says that there is no Kabbalah's Tumah by any other Beged, aside from tzeren pishtim at all, not by 3x3 at spice, and not by 3x3 tvachim. Now, the Gemara yesterday brought and explained the shita of Rabbi Shmuel, of Tana Rabbi Shmuel, and explained why, since it says tzeren pishtim only b'negea tzeras, we learn from there that it is only given by tzeras of tzeren pishtim and nothing else has it, and by 3x3 tvachim, and by 3x3 at spice, we had a limud, which was from the word v'habeged. And the Gemara clearly stated the kulal, meaning Abaye and Rava both agree that to explain the Tana Dever Bishmol is by 3x3 by tzema pishtim, it is mitami, 3x3 by tvachim, and even 3x3 at spice, because you have the word v'habeged kiyah by neged tzeras, but the geged tzeras is used as the extra word v'habeged. In any case, that's what we're up to, and we're starting now l'rava, which means the Gemara is going to start and say l'rava d'oma shloishal shloish b'shar b'gadim ikubinau, that Rava said there is a differential between Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar and the Tana Dever Shmuel. In which case? In the case where it's 3x3 tvachim by other begadim, which is the largest share, and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar holds that there is a din by 3x3 on other begadim. If it's 3x3 tvachim, of course there's going to be tumah. For example, let's go by a sheretz, that there will be a din by a sheretz, tumah sheretz. If you have a large beged of 3x3 tvachim, or a full beged that's even larger than that, that there will be tumah, because we'll see in the Gemara asks, why is that? But according to Tana Dever Shmuel, lastly, there's no din at all of even 3 tvachim by shar begadim. The only time Tana Dever Shmuel, like we just explained, the only time you have any din tumah is only by tzema pishtim, which we learned that just like by tzeras, it's only by tzema pishtim. It says it mefurish over there. It says tzema upishtim. Therefore, by all begadim and all tumas, it's only by tzema upishtim. So the Gemara now asks, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, lefita shitas rava, that he holds shloisha al shloisha by shah begadim, that 3x3 tvachim by other begadim, which are not tzema upishtim, which means by a tumas sheretz, and it's 3x3 tvachim, and it's not tzema upishtim. How do you know, minole, Zakt Gemara on Chav Zayin Malf. How do you know that there's a din of Tumah at all? So Nafka me Oibeged, that it says Benegeya Tumah Sheretz, is specifically by Tumah Sheretz. There's an extra word that says Oibeged, and we learn out, we take out the word Detanya, it's not a Brisa, but it's part of the member of Rava. Beged, ain le'el beged. You might say it has to be a complete beged. Shloish al shloish b'shav begodim inayin. But how do you know if it's three tvachim by three tvachim and it's not semo pishtim? How do you know the din would be by tuma sheretz that you would be mekabel tuma minayin tamalayma oy beged? That's the extra words of oy beged. So to clarify, we're now talking about a machlokes Abaye and Rava and what the shita of Rav Shimon ben Elazar is. Rava holds the shita of Rav Shimon ben Elazar by other begodim that not made it semo pishtim. And it's Tumas Sheretz, the din would be, if it's a beged of three tvachim by three tvachim, it will be Makabel Tumah, and he has a pasuk to support himself from the words I beged. Abaye, however, holds that Rav Shimon Elazar agrees to the Tanya Rav Shmuel and doesn't learn that there's any Tumah by anything but Semo Pishtim. So the Gemara now asks, V'abaye, hi, I beged, my Ovidle. There's an extra word by Tumah Sheretz, the word oi, and that seems to be Ma'abra something. What's it coming to be Ma'abra? If he Rava came to be Ma'abra, that there could be Tumah Sheretz, even by something that's not Semo Pishtim, if it's three Tvachim by three Tvachim. But Lefi Abaye, he doesn't hold like that. So the Gemara says, Mibayel Lelu Rabbis, Sholosh al Sholosh, B'tzemo Pishtim, B'tzemo Pishtim. You know what he needs it for? He needs to tell you that if you have a beggar that's Semo Pishtim, where there's Tumah. And we said by Negoyim, that there's a din of Tumah by three Tvachim. And we also said there's a din of Tumah by three at Bois, even by Negoyim, because it says in the Pasuk Ve'habeged. However, this Pasuk Oibeged teaches us the same thing, that B'degeya Sheretz, that you also have to teach us the words Oibeged comes to be Marbo, that even though we would know 3 by 3 Tvachim, it would be Metame because it's Semel Pishtim, but you might think 3 by 3 by a Sheretz of Etzpois, it wouldn't be Metame Kamash 1, that's Metame by Shratzim. So Gemara says, for Rava, if that's true, that you need that for Shratzim to teach 3 by 3 at spice for Tzemo Pishtim, how could Rava say that it's extra? The Teretz is Gali Rachman Agavi Negoyim who had the Lishrotzim. Rava says you don't need an extra pasuk like Beged, since we learned it in B'negei and Negoyim that V'habeged taught us that 3 by 3 at spice is Metame. So now we say if it's good enough for Negoyim, that 3 by 3 at spice is good enough for Sheretz, because it's the same idea of Beged. We know all Begadim are similar to Negoyim, and just by Negoyim there's a din 3 by 3 at spice is Mekabel Tumah by Sheretz, the same din would apply. So the Gemara says, Abaye. Abaye says, no, it's not enough to say it only by Negoyim. I want to say it by Sheretz also, because Ikla Mifrach, if we would only say it by Negoyim, we'd say, Mal Negoyim, Shekein Shesiva Erev Metamehen. We know there's a Chiddush HaTorah by Negei Negoyim that you don't even need a Beged. If you have any warp or woof, if you have the strands or the threads that are on the loom and are ready to make a beged, those things could become tame as a nega. So therefore, since there's a chumrah, b'negei and a goyim, that even shesiva arab, even just threads, are able to become tame, so therefore maybe that's where the Torah said that the word v'habeged teaches us 3 by 3 at spice will also become tame, but maybe by tumas sheretz, maybe there wouldn't be a din of 3 by 3 at spice. So kamash one, we need the words oibeged. V'idach, v'akti gemara, Rava, l'chor Abaye, good svara, that you wouldn't be able to learn from nega to sheretz. So the Gemara says, Isak night negoyim chamir. If you can say nega has some sort of chumra over the din of sheretz, lichter chmona gabishrotzim v'leisin negoyim minayu. Then all we would have to say is the word oibeged, and we would have to say ve'abeged, because if you learn oibeged and oibeged teaches us b'negei negoyim, I'm sorry, b'negei shrotzim, that's the din of 3 by 3 at spice. So then, since nega is more chumra, of course it should apply to the din of tzaras, that 3 by 3 at spice should be enough. And therefore, you wouldn't need a pasuk of Tanya Rav Shmuel or Rav Shimon ben Elazar from Va'beged. Elamai, it must be there's no chumrah. And therefore, really, by nega, by saying it by Negoyim, by Metzorah, by saying Va'beged, you would be able to learn. Once you know it by Negoyim, you'd be able to say the same thing applies to Shratzim, because there's no chumrah of one over the other. The Gemara says, Abidach, Abaye says, no, you need it by both, because each one has a chumrah that the other one doesn't have. Like we explained, Negoyim has a chumrah because it's a din of Shasiv Erev. But Negoyim and Shratzim, also, you can't even learn it. If you would say by Shrotzim by itself, you wouldn't be able to learn Mitzario and Negoyim from it. Why? Because Mivrach Ma'al Shrotzim, which came in Tam Chadasha. That Shrotzim has a Chumrah because Mitam with a Shia Chadasha, Masha Enkein, by Nega, you need the Shia of a Chris. And therefore, each one wouldn't have been enough to learn from the other. And that's why he had to say Oy Beged and Beha Beged, to teach us by both Dinim that is a Din of 3 by 3 at Spice. However, Rava's din, that Rava wants to learn, that this din of Shloisha al Shloisha by Shah Avigadim, that he doesn't have an extra pasuk for. However, Rava argues, like we saw, that Rava holds there's no Chorma, and therefore a beggar is extra to teach her 3x3 Tvachim, even by other Begadim, is Mitami. Now, if this wasn't complicated enough, the Gemara is now going to throw in another brisa from the Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, which is going to be similar to the previous brisa from the Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, but there's going to be a question if it's actually saying the same thing or not. So, Omar Abaya, Abaya says as follows, Hi, Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, the Tanya Rabbi Shmuel that we had previously, which Beishin said, the lashon that we had before was that all dinim, where it says beged in the Torah and says stam, we learn out from the beged of Mitzrayah, where it says tzemun pishnim, that just like by the beged of Mitzrayah, it's only tzemun pishnim. Afkal, remember those magic words. Afkal, also everywhere else, where it doesn't say mefurish, it also means only tzemun pishnim. And now the Gemara says, so this Tana of Rav Shmuel, we just said, mapik is actually different, me'idach Tana of Rav Shmuel, from a different Tana of Rav Shmuel, the Tana of Rav Shmuel, because we learned in the yeshiva of Rav Shmuel, Beged, it says in regard to Tumas Sheretz, it says the Lashon Beged, Ein Lele Beged Tzemun Pishnim. You might think that we compare it to the din of Tumas Mitzrayah of Tsuras, that it's only Tzemun Pishnim, only wool of a sheep and Pishnim and flax or linen. How do you know the wool or the hair of a camel? But Tzemun of him or the hair of a rabbit or Nitzel Ezim or goat hair. Vashirayim, Vashkalach, Vashirayim, or different types of silk. Tamil Loima, we have an extra pasuk over there that says, Oy Beged. So Abaye is saying, it's clear that both of these brises from the Yeshiva Rav Shmuel are actually arguing on each other. This brise that we just had says that you could also have Tumas Sheretz not only on Semer and Pishtim, but on other types of hair as well. However, we know the brise before said, Afkol, the famous words that we said, all things that are stam is only tzerem pishim and nothing else. So it's muchach and it's mefurish that is machlekes. However, Zakti Gemara, Rava Amar, no, he lesle lahach tanav Rishmal. Even though in the ratio that there was a yeshiva of Rishmal, which means the first brisa that we have of Rishmal would seem to be saying afkol, all other cases, which is even by a tumas sheretz, it didn't would be that's only by tzerem pishim. That's only b'shab begodim sholish al sholish. That's only meant that you don't have the din by other materials if it would be 3x3 at spice, that there wouldn't be a din of tumah on other begadim, other materials, if it's 3x3 at spice. However, shloisha shloisha islay, even the other Tanya Rabbi Shmuel agrees that if it would be a beged of other materials which were 3x3 tvachim, they would also agree that it would be makabel tumah. And therefore, lefi rav, the words of rav right now, it comes out that Tanya Rabbi Shmuel over here and the Tanya Rabbi Shmuel that we had before both agree that there is a ribui from the words of a beged to teach us that there is a possibility to have tumas begadim on things that are not tzemun pishtim as long as it's 3x3 tvachim. However, 3x3 at spice, both of these brises would agree that it would not be tumah. In fact, in Gemara, how can you say that the shita of Tanya Rabbi Shmuel before, but Rava Hudama, Rava was exactly the shita that we had before, that was Chaylo Kala Baya before, that said the shloisha shloisha b'shah begadim, that the whole nafkamina between Rav Shimon ben Elazar and the Tanya Rabbi Shmuel before was if we have 3x3 tvachim by other begadim that are not tzemun pishtim, and Rav Shimon ben Elazar Islay. Rav Shimon ben Elazar Shita was, like we learned earlier today and yesterday, that there is a din of Tumas Begadim. But Latan Rav Shmuel, Rav said first, Lesley, there's no din, not of 3x3 at Spice, and not of 3x3 Tvachim by Shah Begadim. So therefore, how can you say now that Rav is explaining the Tan Rav Shmuel, both of them agree, because they're only talking by 3x3 Tvachim, that there is Tumah, by 3x3 at Spice, there wouldn't be Tumah. So the Gemara says, Hademe Rav Me'ahi, Einach Rami, Rava changed his mind, which means that Rava actually says that the Shita of Shimon ben Elazar, the Shita of Tanya Rabbi Shmuel that we had before, and this Shita of Tanya Rabbi Shmuel all hold the same thing, that they hold B'negea Tumas Sheretz. There's a din that by Tzemu Pishtim, it's Mitame 3x3 Tvachim and 3x3 at Spice. However, by other Begadim, it's not Mitame 3x3 at Spice, but it will be Mitame 3x3 Tvachim. However, Abaya's machlekes on Rava before is still machlekes because Abaya actually holds that the Tanya Rabbi Shmuel and Rav Shimon ben Elazar have the same shita. But what's their shita? Their shita is actually that by tzemu pishtim there is tumah. By anything else, there's actually no tumah, and therefore any other beged wouldn't even have a tumah of 3x3 tvachim. And that's why Abaya over here in our Gemara of Zayim and Aleph says that this Tanya Rabbi Shmuel is different than the Tanya Rabbi Shmuel we have later, because over there they do say that that there is tumah even by something that's not sema upishtim. Anyway, Gemara continues, v'yibayisema, if you want, you could say, hara papa amra, that maybe instead of saying this teretz was rava amak, he lesli lachtan v'yishmol b'shab begadim, etc., that wasn't rava, but it was rava papa amra. Why? Rava papa amra, afkol lesri yiklaim, which means that this din we're going to say is actually not rava. Rava says exactly like you said before, that Rava Shimon Lazar and the Tanya Rava Shmuel are actually arguing on each other. And Rav is not getting involved in how to explain this other Tanya Rava Shmuel. But actually, the Tanya Rava Shmuel that we're talking about here, this answer is going like Rav Papa, because Rav Papa holds that beforehand, when we said the Tanya Rava Shmuel, when he said afkal, anywhere where it was stam, where he had the word beged in the Torah, and it was stam, it didn't say what type of beged, then we said anything else is going to be tzemei upishtim. It didn't mean all other cases in the Torah. Of course, by, for example, Tumah Sheretz, there still would be the din, that Tumah Sheretz has a din that's not only by tzemei upishtim, it could be by everything else, exactly like this time Rabbi Shmuel says, from the word of beged. However, when it says afkol, any other time it says beged stam, that it's only by tzemei upishtim, that's coming to include klayim. What do you mean? Now, by klayim, there's no din of klayim except by wool and linen, any other material. There wouldn't be any din of klayim. The Gemara says, how can you say that such a din of a papa makes any sense at all? Klayim behedi ksiv bei, why would you need a lima to teach you by klayim? It's only tzemu pishtim. It's actually in the first pasuk. It says, leisil b'shatnes, tzemu pishtim yachtav. There it says, it has to be specifically tzemu pishtim. So the Gemara says, no, sagum min hai min l'derach levisha. Maybe when it's talking about leisil bash, there it's talking about wearing. So maybe when you're wearing shatnes, if you wear tzemu pishtim, that's specifically tzemu pishtim. But let's say you put on a blanket on you, but you're not wearing something, maybe over there, it is a din, kultri mini also, maybe it's a din that on any two minim, like it says in another pasuk, it says, ubega klayim shatnes, lo yalo lecha. And over there, it doesn't say, tzemu pishtim. Gemara says that doesn't make sense. The lav kabachayim who isn't that a kabachayim or mali bishut kumisani kuli gufim mikliyim. Just like when you're wearing an actual garment, you have complete hanah from it. Amrit, the Torah says it's specifically tzemu pishtim in midyach min aloi. So halal like kalshkin. Of course, even though it doesn't say mefurish by the pasuk in halal, of course it's going to mean only tzemu pishtim. And therefore, el rapapa bedusi. This whole concept of rapapa saying that the afkol is only going on klayim doesn't make any sense. And therefore, it's a mistake, and we can't use this teretz. But the Gemara continues. It says from Nachman Beitzchama afkol lasuye tzitzis, that yes, that the word of afkol that we said in the first time of Rav Shmuel is actually only coming to include tzitzis, and again lefidus teretz it comes out. However, by Tumas Shratzim, the time of Rav Shmuel agrees to the second time of Rav Shmuel that the din is that any type of beged there would be a din of tumah. And what does it mean lasuye tzitzis? That's coming to include tzitzis. That tzitzis has a din that only tzara pishna means the only time you have a chi of tzitzis only when you're wearing a beged of wool or a beged of linen of made out of pishtim. The Gemara said, since it's behediksiv, what do you need a limud for that? That you have to learn it from tsuras. It's behedi, it's mefurish, because it says, loisil b'shatnes, tseremo pishtim. It says, b'negei shatnes, it says, loisil b'shatnes, tseremo pishtim. And therefore, and that's right next to viksiv, gedidon tasaloch, that you should make for yourself tzitzis. And we learn out the smichus that dafka tseremo pishtim. So why would you need a limud from tsuras? The Gemara answers, no. Sagalimim kerova. You might think that the limud of the smichus isn't teaching anything regarding the mead of what beged is chayiv, that only tzemu pishtim is chayiv, but nothing else. But maybe it's coming to teach a different din, and it's only relevant, the smichas, to the actual strings itself, to a limud regarding the tzitzit itself. The Rabbi Rami, Rabbi asked the stira, ksiv, it says in the pasuk, hakonav, like we say every day, hakonav psil techeles. So we learn out from the extra word hakonav, because it was already said al kanfe a big day, and we learn, min konav, that we learn that tzitzis, the strings, have to be the same material as the actual beged. But, viksiv, it also says in pasuk, tzemu pishtim yachlev, you should have wool and linen together. So how could that be? Haketzad, Rav had a limud. Tzemu pishtim paitrim beim minun beim shloim minun. If you have strings of wool or linen, you could put them on any min that you want. You could put them onto a wool beged, onto a linen beged, onto a silk beged. But sham minun, however, other minim, for example, if you have silk strings, but minim patron, it only patas on a beged made out of silk, but shaloi b'minon, if you have a beged made of tzemu pishtim, ein patron wouldn't pata. And therefore, sach dechemino, kid ravo, you might think that we hold like ravo. And therefore, every beged, tzebel, pishtim, or silk, or any other type of beged would be chayv, but since it's kamashmul, and that we say that it's from tzuras, that we see that this din is dafka tzebel and pishtim, and the smichas hat varmas, le super shat and tzebel and pishtim, and it says gdilim tazalok, is telling you specifically that tzitzis is only of a beged of tzebel and pishtim, no other beged is chayv in tzitzis. The Gemara continues, Amar Bacha Beit Rav Ravashi, Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, according to the Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, the way Rav Nachman just learned it, that the Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel is only saying that you need tzebel and pishtim by tzitzis, specifically b'negei tzitzis, so maishna linyan tumo, b'negei tumo sheretz, demabi shar begadim, that we're saying that other begadim are not made from tzebel and pishtim, there is tumo, the chsiv, he has an extra pasuk, it says, oy beg, which is going to come to be marba, like the second time of the Mishmal, to teach us all begadim have the din of tumo sheretz. So achinami, b'negei tzitzis lema, which is say, l'rabi shar begadim, me asher techasaba, that says anything you're to cover yourself with, there's a din of tzitzis. Gemara says, "Ahu lasuy ksusuma hudasa." That's coming for a ribui that ksusuma is also going to be chayiv in tzitzis. That someone is blind and has a ksus, you might think it would be pat in tzitzis. Kamash blonde that you chayiv in tzitzis. Why? To tell you, we have a brice that says, "Uyisi amaisai." You should see the tzitzis. Prat, it's teaching you. You have to see it. Look ksus laila. If you don't have ksus, if you have ksus laila, and at night it's not something you'll be able to see. And there's two different pshatim in ksus laila: either that you wear it at night, or even a beged yoyim, but you're wearing it at night. Ata oime pral ksus laila. Are you saying it's coming to exclude ksus laila? Ain el prat l'ksusuma, or maybe it's coming to say that ksusuma, since a suma can't see that beged and it sits, therefore he's not chayiv and sits. It says in the pasuk, "Asher techasaba." It says anything you cover yourself with, harik susuma ama. That's referring to a susuma because it's anything that you cover yourself in, even in a suma that has a beggar, even if you can't see it, he's still going to be chayiv in senses. Hamani b'kayim v'u'isim I say, when it says v'u'isim I say, prat l'ksus laila, it's coming to exclude l'ksus laila. Frank Gemara, umar rois l'rabbi suma. So we have two different psukim. One is v'u'isim I say, and one is asher techasaba. So why are you being marba suma? By the case of susuma, we're saying l'ksus suma, Laila, we're saying you come to be Maya that exclude Aksus Laila. Maybe you should say the opposite. The Gemara answers, Ma bani Ksusuma, Shiash Nabri Eitz Lacherim. You know why? Because by Ksusuma, Asher Techasaba is something that you cover yourself with. However, you're going to ask, what about it? You might say you can't see it. The answer is yes. Even though he can't see it, however, others can see it. However, Maitin Ksus Laila, Aksus Laila, is, even though maybe it's Asher Techasaba, but it doesn't fit into Pasuk Uri Yisamaisa because no one could see at that point. Shein Nabri Eitz Lacherim, no one could see. Since it's dark, it's impossible to see, and therefore you take it out of the pasuk from Urisa Maisai. However, b'negei other begadim, you can't say that's coming to include other begadim because we already included l'asuyei ksusuma, so if only it's seven pishtim, but other begadim not. V'emel rabbi shabegadim, maybe it's not coming to be marba ksusuma, but it's coming to marba shabegadim. And for the Gemara, mistavra it's smara, koi. We're talking about now tzemen pishtim. The whole pasuk talks about tzemen pishtim. Marba tzemen pishtim. Then we can be marba. Some other clothing, asher techasaba, is coming to be marba. Other clothing made of wool and linen, but it's something you might not think would be chayiv, like a ksusuma. So that's why we marba that. Chayiv tzemen pishtim. You talk about tzemen pishtim. Marba shah begadim. All of a sudden, you're going to run to go to other begadim. So therefore, it doesn't make sense. And that's why we're only marba ksusuma, and we're not marba other materials. And the only material that's chayiv in sittis is only tzemen pishtim. The Gemara, last Gemara, Amar Abaya. Abaya says a new din. Aside from the din where we had on chavav min al, but he gave Rav Shimon ben Elazar about Tumas Negayim, that we also had in about flax, Birgei Eschach, that we said all eights you could use Eschach because it's not Mekabel Tuma. However, Chutzmi Pishtun, except for flax. So all types of flax, the din is that's Mekabel Tuma, and it's Mashma, that he didn't say Beged Pishtun. He said, even if it's not a Beged, for example, bundles or large pieces of flax, or linen thread that aren't even woven yet as a beged, it's betame b'negayim and not betume sheretz. And therefore, since it's metame, at some point, it could also be used for schach. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Rav Shimon ben Elazar, this din that we just said from Rav Shimon ben Elazar, this sumchus, and the din of sumchus is going to be Amru Dabar Echad, say the din, same din. Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Hadamar, Rav Shimon ben Elazar is exactly what we just said, and we just explained. Sumchus, which din of sumchus? The Tanya, sumchus ayme, sumchus says, sicha betavoy, if you have schach, of spun linen, threads of linen, psula b'pneish of metam b'negayim, because of metam b'negayim. So you see this then, that since something is metam b'negayim, because we said shasi and arev is metam b'negayim, even though it's not metam sheretz, it's metam b'negayim, that's enough to be considered as mekabel tumah, that it can't be used by schach. The Gemara says, "Kiman, who is Sumcha is going like? Ki hai tana, like this man, like we made it, we'll see the Tanan. Shasiva erev metam b'negoyim miyad, that when you have threads of warp, or a warp, that you have either types, either the horizontal or the vertical, the threads, that all both metam b'negoyim right away, and you don't have to put them into a pot and cook them and make them whiter. Divra meyah. So that's the same din that we just said, b'shem shimchas. Rabbi Yehuda ma hashsim shiishlo. To see the warp threads are only when they're pulled out of the kettle, which they were boiled in to whiten them. That's, you need an additional process. Or if the warp is right away, miyad, v'ayni shal pishtin, and bundles of flax, mishus labdun, once they become white. However, the point of the Gemara is that Rashim Belazah and Simchas agree to each other, but the gate is din, and we'll stop over here.